And now it's time for Friday Morning Scattershoot with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Sally Jesse Raphael.
She got sick and passed away.
No, he is still alive.
Whoa.
Well, if you missed the big news last night, the Little Ticket won the Marconi Award at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention for Best Sports Station in America. It is the third time we've taken home that trophy as we beat out the other finalist stations from Boston, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. You know, becoming a three-time champ puts us in elite company with teams like the Cowboys, Steelers, 49ers, Patriots, Raiders, Packers. Yeah. Congrats to everyone who works at this incredible station, and thanks to the wonderful P1s for helping make us America's favorite radio station.
Beautiful.
It was a long time coming. But fun. I just thought there'd be some commentary there.
No.
Nothing?
That was like
a huge moment for us.
I know. It is huge. But it's awkward to talk about. I'm really happy about it. I'm really proud of our team. But I don't want to gloat either. And I don't want to jinx it in case today they realize they've made a horrible accounting mistake.
Yeah, they may take it away.
And we get word that it's being taken away from us.
We get rings.
You don't make that mistake for a third time.
Them's are fighting words.
It was a long time coming, but finally, legendary Fort Worth Dunbar coach Robert Hughes is going into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. He is the winningest high school coach ever, racking up 1,333 victories in his 47 seasons at Dunbar and I.M. Terrell High Schools, meaning he devoted almost half a century to mentoring young Fort Worthians.
Wow.
This year's Hall of Fame class will be inducted tonight during the official ceremony. The class includes Tracy McGrady, George McGinnis, and Bill Self. Coach Hughes is now 89 years old, and yesterday at the press conference, he said, quote, "I'm happy to be here, but what took so dang long?"
Yeah, he was a great coach, and I covered that team, some of his teams, late 80s, early 90s. Really good dude to be around, too. And you can tell those kids love playing for him.
Congrats to Robert Hughes, our P1 of the week. Hmm. The Houston Rockets sold this week for an NBA record $2.2 billion. That's billion with two L's. That eclipses the previous record of $2 billion even when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers a couple of years ago. The new Rockets owner is Tillman Fertitta, the Houston area landowner and developer. To put that purchase price in perspective, when Mark Cuban bought the Mavericks 17 years ago, he paid $280 million with two L's.
Wow.
I enjoyed this note from Brandon George of the Morning News as he looked over the list of roster cuts last weekend in the NFL. He noticed that among players released were the names Mike Tyson, cut by Seattle, Michael Jordan, cut by the Rams, who also cut a player named Willie Mays.
How could you cut Willie Mays or Michael Jordan?
In worldwide football news, Cristiano Ronaldo passed the great Pele last week on the all-time international competition goal-scoring list. Ronaldo's 78 goals put him in a tie for fifth place all-time, just ahead of the Brazilian legend. By the way, the all-time leader in international competition is Ali Daei, who scored 109 goals for the Iranian national team.
Where's Tattoo on that list?
I didn't see him.
Mm.
Finals this weekend at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York, and here's an interesting historical note. American Jimmy Connors is the only player ever to win the U.S. Open on three different surfaces. The tournament was first contested on grass, then they switched to clay for just 2 years in the late 70s, and it's been played on the hard court surface since 1979, and Connors won on all three of them.
Wow, I didn't know that.
We knew tennis legends Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf would have athletic children, and they have. Although their 15-year-old son is not a tennis player, Jaden Agassi announced this week that he's committed to USC to play baseball. He's committing 3 years out. He'll be a Trojan in 2020. Jaden Agassi is a pitcher who can hit, and his parents say he was never really interested in tennis, but he liked soccer and baseball.
Hmm.
It's been a so-so year for the Rangers. But it's been a great year for their shortstop, Elvis Andrus. This week, Elvis became the first Rangers shortstop since the great Toby Hara back in the 70s to record a 20 home run, 20 stolen base season. The 2020 club is not quite as prestigious as the 30-30 club, but it's still impressive for Elvis to be a 2020 guy when his career high in home runs before this season was 8. Mm. Speaking of the super cool 30-30 club, just 3 Rangers have ever done that. Ian Kinsler, who did it twice while he was here, Alfonso Soriano, and the great Bobby Bonds, who did it in a Rangers uniform in 1978 after spending the first half of that season in a White Sox uniform.
He's played for everyone.
Bobby was traded a lot. Diamondbacks outfielder J.D. Martinez joined an exclusive baseball club this week when he hit 4 home runs in one game, becoming the 18th player to do so. That club includes names like Lou Gehrig, Gil Hodges, Mike Schmidt, and Josh Hamilton. Dallas-Fort Worth lost a business giant last week when Bob Minyard passed away at the age of 76. Minyard started working in grocery stores at age 9, sacking groceries, and many years later he would own the Minyard food store chain, which grew to 72 outlets in our region before he sold the business in 2004. Minyard graduated from Highland Park High School. He attended both Texas Tech and North Texas, as well as doing a stint in the Navy, before embarking on his grocery store career. And Gordo, you'll like this. One of his last wishes that was honored by his family, no funeral.
Why would I like that?
That's just one of your favorite things.
Because we thought you made up that phrase.
This week's least competent criminals are 21-year-old Jordan McGinnis and 22-year-old Tyree McCoy. The two armed robbers were surprised when the bar they attempted to hold up in Lawnwood, Maryland, was full of cops. They didn't know that the pub was hosting a police officer's retirement party, and dozens of off-duty officers were present. Almost immediately, McGinnis and McCoy realized their mistake and fled, but several officers quickly gave chase, caught them, and took them into custody. And finally, Joseph worked in a pickle factory. For many years, he had a powerful desire to put his penis in the pickle slicer.
Okay.
Unable to stand it any longer, he sought professional help from the company psychiatrist. After 6 months, the therapist gave up. He advised Joseph to go ahead and do it, or he would probably never have any peace of mind. The next day, Joseph came home from work very early. His wife, Laura, became alarmed and wanted to know what happened. Joseph tearfully confessed his tormenting desire to put his penis in the pickle slicer. He went on to explain that today he finally went ahead and did it, and he was immediately fired. Laura gasped, ran over to her husband. She quickly yanked down his pants and shorts, only to find a normal, completely intact penis. She looked up and said, "I don't understand. What about the pickle slicer?" Joseph replied, "I think she got fired too."
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow, man.
That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, the only local radio segment willing to do the household chores for you.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.